So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
And welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Now, Kevin, I don't know if you remember this from last week. We had a little certain segment. I mean, this is a music podcast that we have on WGN Plus, and you can make sure to find all of our old interviews there. Or, you know, shoot us an email at soundsessionspod@gmail.com. We make sure we respond to everybody. But I thought, Kev, you know, since we are a music podcast, I thought it'd be good to, you know, see what's spinning in our record players these days.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, what better way to do that than see what we have here at the round table for everyone's favorite segment, Now Spinning.
I feel dizzy.
Dude.
Why do I feel dizzy?
So, Kevin, I don't know if you caught that.
I think I got all of them, yeah.
We got a few more references now. Did you catch, first of all, the Spin Doctors?
Spin Doctors? That was their last time, I think.
That was their last time. Did you catch the dizziness?
Yeah, and that was from that viral video a long time ago. The kid that had the, what did he have, like oral?
The wisdom teeth?
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, boy.
I did that for you, my friend.
Thank you.
And that means it's open. We are now seeing what is spinning. Kev, I have a lot of great artists that I've been listening to over the past few months. A lot of throwbacks. Like I mentioned this last week, when it's the summer months, and I might be the only one, but I tend to listen to a lot more female-fronted bands. I mean, it's something about the tenor of their voice and just the way that they make me feel. And one band that I've been really checking out is the Noisettes. And here they are right here. We've got the Noisettes. Now, it's a European band. They've then put out an album, I think, since about 2009, 2010. But I mean, listen to this sound. It's so jazzy and great, and I can't turn it off once they turn it on.
It reminds me a little bit of the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's got that kind of soulful feel. It's good.
Yeah, a little soulful, a little nice. But, you know, I'm also a really, really child of the 80s. And, you know, I was born in 85, as Kevin probably will mention now that everyone
knows
my age.
Wait, so how old are you?
How dare you, Mike? How dare you? I am 20 years old.
Okay.
And no, I am 30, and it's great to be that age. But, you know, but being a child of the 80s, I got something that really makes me feel squeezy. And that's where Squeeze comes in. We were trying to play this a few weeks ago, and here we are with Up the Junction. And I mean, the cool thing about this band, it's all lyric-based. The band does so well with this dialogue and this storyline that they weave through a lot of their songs. You might know them from Pulling Muscles from Michelle. But I mean, this song, it's so cool. It reminds me of sitting at like my grandma's house, just on a nice Argyle couch, just chilling out to this music.
Sounds like the Beatles to me.
It's a little Beatles-y.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cool to see that the Beatles set this bed that all these like great songs come from. And lastly, I'm going to be mentioning another band that I talked about a little bit last week. It's Malajub. My friend, it's a French band from France. And they have been on my record player nonstop. And the song 40 Degrees Celsius Below is just... it's just phenomenal. Let's take a quick listen to that, too.
Yeah.
Something about the synthesizer just touches me in a certain way that I really like. So, you know, that's my choices. I want to see what you've got going on.
Yeah.
What are you listening to these days?
Well, just a reminder, 312-981-7200. Text us in what you're listening to or call in. And I'm really excited because we're going to come to Roger in a little bit here, too.
I can't wait to hear
this. We're going to get some of Roger's picks. Mm-hmm. This is big, big news. Well, you know this guy best from Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Frontman Zach De La Roca is finally putting out a solo album. It's produced by LP, who you know from Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
And rumor has it, they just put it out, his first track called Digging for Windows, this past September 8th, so 2 days ago. Rumor has it this album will be out in 2017. Let's hear a little bit of Digging for Windows. It's a little angry, but it's God is it good. Go ahead. So it's got that classic Rage feel,
yeah,
for sure.
It hits you right in the face from the get-go.
And you can hear the LP, which is from Run the Jewels. It's got that same feel. But I cannot be more excited for this album. I gotta be honest with you, I have not heard an album that I've been really blown away by before, or recently. I think this has some serious potential.
I could see that. You know what? It's good that they weave in this kind of rap and hip-hop, thread through this song. But
yeah,
getting that Rage sound of his voice is just so, like, poetic and poetically political.
Right? Oh, he's so in your face. And he's worked with Questlove, DJ Shadow, Trent Reznor.
Oh, man.
I mean, so, and there's been reports since 2003 that something was going to come out. And it's just, but let me give you a little snippet of the lyrics that we just heard.
Okay.
My future snapped like a rubber band off my fold on a hand to hand. He drew from his waist. I put two in his roof and I can still hear his screams all night. Yada, yada, yada. Now they ride their portfolios like rodeos, rise every time my cherry glows on the end of my cig as the smoke blows through the bars of the CEO's laugh fades and so on and so on. So you can obviously tell it's angrily politically charged.
Yeah, I wonder how long these lyrics have been penned in his notebook until he needed to bust them out.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't take this anymore. I need to start a band.
It's just really exciting for me, being a big Rage fan. And Tom Morello and Brad Wilk are still doing big things with Prophets of Rage, which is with Chuck D and Be Real.
That's a lot of raging.
Yeah, you know. But I got another one here.
Okay.
This is Budos Band out of New York. And what I like about this band, this song is called Black Venom. What I really like about this band is every song seems to sound like a fight scene out of a 70s movie. Let's hear a little bit.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah. It's about to pop off. Can't you just see the punches being thrown and stuff?
I can. It's like almost like we stepped into a Kill Bill scene.
Yes, yes. So, these guys are great. This is one of their older tracks, though. They have an album that came out kind of recent, but I'm a big fan of these guys.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of the music that my dad used to show me. Back when, like, the big bands were still going on, it was, like, this great time in the 60s where there was still a lot of horn action going on with music, and this is, like,
it's underutilized these days, the horn section.
It is. A little Danger Mousey.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I can see that. And then I have one other one. This is from Julian Baker from Memphis. What I can say about this, it's just a song. It's a little more melodramatic. It's a good song to just drift off to on a rainy day. This is called Something. It's pretty.
Okay, I can dig that, Kevin.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I want to get a little bit of her lyrics in there.
This is what I listen to when it's about to rain.
And same thing, female fronted.
Yes.
It's just beautiful to me.
You know, the female singers today, they do this really cool thing that I've been seeing a lot in music, is they have this, like, kind of 50s, like, shoo-bop-a-do-bop-a-dee kind of singing.
Come again?
Shoo-bop-a-do. Shantae, quit playing that awesome beat. That was not me singing just now. But, you know, and they just bring in this, like, tearful, just vocal fry that's just so, so great. I love when they do that. And if you don't know what vocal fry is, it's basically what happens when you're singing and you're like,
Yeah, kind of gets the raspiness, I guess.
Yeah, the little raspiness. Great choices, man.
Thank you, and same to you. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then I cannot wait to go up to the newsroom to Mr. Roger Banish and see what he's been listening
to. That's our teaser, yes.
You are, and again, please give us a text, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear what you have spinning today. This is Sound Sessions on WGN.
And welcome back to Sound Sessions here. We have a really awesome thing happening right now. By popular request, we brought back Now Spinning. And we gave you a little bit of teaser before, and here we go with the climactic part of Now Spinning. We're going to have our own Roger Banish.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mm-hmm. Roger, what do you got spinning these days?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff spinning. It depends on my mood, which I think is anyone's approach to music.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're surprised by new things. Sometimes you like the old stuff. So this past week, I've kind of had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of medical issues at home, and I've tuned to an app that comes with Amazon Prime. It's called Amazon Music.
Okay.
And they do a lot of playlists. They put together a lot of playlists, about an hour, 70 minutes worth of music, and they group it by ages, 70s, 80s, 90s kind of music. They've got coffee house type music, music to put kids to sleep with and all that stuff. And I turned to the old favorites a couple of times this week. One of them was the one and only chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat this classic tune.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
Look at Roger bopping up there. I love it.
Yeah.
Getting into
you
it.
Can't go wrong with Frank Sinatra. And, you know, I thought that my dad, coming from that time, would love to be listening to that. And he actually is not a big Frank Sinatra fan.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that because I thought, you know, like the world, everybody loves
I know. I feel like it's, one of those standards.
Yeah.
He's at Beatles level. Like, it's Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and the Beatles.
Sure.
You get so many, like, weird looks if you don't like those three bands. So, right on.
Yeah, it's he and I said, "Well, do you like Tony Bennett?" He says, "Not really." My dad had strange. He liked listening to John Philip Sousa marches.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He liked that and the Cubs. That was my dad's listening pleasure. One group and a singer that I don't know how I found them. I found them a couple of years ago. Online, and I just fell in love with the melody, I fell in love with the words, I fell in love with the music video, I just can't understand why he's not more popular, I guess, and how do we term more popular? I don't know, like everyone's talking about him, or he's booking big dates and stuff, but he's not really. Michael Franti.
Yeah.
I just love this, the beat on this and the tune.
This is just the perfect summer music.
Know, he's getting around. I don't think he's like headlining tours or anything, but he's getting on some tours.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
You know, he sold out the Linkin Park Zoo a few years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I had a promotional job I was working at, and we got to hear some Michael Franti. And seeing him live, man, it just makes you want to just grab a nice, cool Moscow Mule and just sip some music.
Mm.
Like
this and look at the lions.
And look at the lions.
Yeah, look at the lions. And see if they're all mellowed out.
That's right.
What
are
they drinking? I'll have a Moscow Mule, and the lions will have a little, teeny cocktail or something. I
know. Oh, those crazy lions. Well, Roger, you have one more for that you've been spinning. Could you tell us about this next one?
I could if I could remember what it was.
Should we maybe hear it? And then we can
get let me see if
it.
I can name that tune in five notes.
Okay. We'll give it to you.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, another classic.
Yeah, this is Conga, Gloria Estefan, and Miami Sound Machine. I give you a little back. I don't know why. I was messing around on the internet the other day. And for some reason, that song just hit me, and I says, I got to listen to this. And I posted it on my Facebook. I'll bring it back. Many, many years ago, I was losing a lot of weight, and I put together my own mixtape. And this was one of the songs that was on there, and it got me motivated as I'm on my bicycle. Then I kept listening to it. When I was bowling, of all things.
Oh, wow.
It was one of my earlier bowling leagues I was on, and I, again, had my own mixtape, and I would have this on while I was bowling.
Did you conga up to the line?
Well,
Roger?
I didn't really conga. I was kind of lost in the music itself and using it to help me concentrate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, while the music was great, I still sucked at bowling. So it really didn't help any. And my teammates kind of got a little upset with me that I'm listening to music and not really like being a teammate or anything. So that was a long, long time ago, though. But, yeah, it's a couple of great songs, the Franti song and the Estevan song there. Kind of picking up your spirits, something I needed this past week.
Yeah.
You know, and
very positive music.
Yeah, yeah. So that's me. A little eclectic, like you said before.
That's great, then.
And again, it goes to the mood. And it can change from moment to moment, but yeah, that's what's hitting the old baddish household.
And you know, there's something to be said about that—the power that music has to uplift your mood, or whatever. You know, it's what's the saying? Music has the power to
soothe men's souls, or
soothe a savage beast, something
like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And
well, let me just tell you guys, at that zoo concert, savage beasts were soothed by Michael Franti. Let me tell you for a fact.
That's great.
But that's so true. I mean, Roger, very, very positive music. And that's like that's the cool thing about it. It can put you in a whole different sense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like the music you listen to. So that's why I like listening to a lot of positive music when I'm going to go out. Do you ever, Roger, when you are about to, you know, come to the station, you have something really big that's happening in your life, what's that charge up song you listen to? Is it like Rocky theme? Or?
Oh, no.
I can see you going
I can only listen to the Rocky theme watching Rocky. That's the moment for me. But I will tell you a couple of songs that, again, I go back to when I was losing weight. I lost twice in my life. I've lost 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Through my own little work regimen. And unfortunately, I put it all back each time. But Prince was what got me going at the end of my workout every day. I Would Die for You. And the other one that he played back-to-back in the movie with that one, both of them very high-energy, upbeat, fast tunes. And I'd be on the bicycle, and all of a sudden I'd start riding faster and faster and faster, and sweat dripping off of me, and I just loved it. So, you know, yeah, Prince gets me going.
Prince was my go-to karaoke song for a long time.
Oh, really?
Which Kiss song? By Prince.
Ooh.
Had to go falsetto the entire time, and I probably just butchered it, but it was so much fun to do it all the time.
that's so funny. Like, so that's your go-to karaoke song?
Yeah. Kiss by Prince, yeah.
Do you want to know mine?
What is it?
It used to be John Denver. But now I'm finding a lot more ELO, which is also falsetto.
Ooh,
which song?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Blue Sky, of course, sure. But I like to change it up sometimes and sing Telephone Line if I don't like the crowd. So.
All right. What about you, Roger? You have a go-to?
Oh, my gosh. I've never done karaoke.
Never.
No.
We need to make this sound.
We have to. And you know what? I have the perfect voice for the shower. I sound great there, but every time I try to, like, I'll sing along with Sinatra in the car or some other, you know, Tony Bennett or something, and I'll think, oh, yeah, I nailed that note. No, I didn't, you know? So I don't want to, like, have ears bleeding. I don't want 911 to be called take care of a room full of people.
Yeah.
I've
worked karaoke before for places, and you can't be any worse than some of the acts I've seen.
Really?
I can promise you that.
Mm-hmm. To do a karaoke. I've always wanted to, but I've just never had the gumption. Now, you get my wife.
She gets up there?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, I know we're coming up on news, but I got to tell you, we took her for her birthday to a show. It was downtown, Finnegan's Wake. It's a play.
Yeah.
And it's interactive. You know, they're putting on an old Irish wake for a friend of theirs, small audience, small production. And partway through the production, they asked for volunteers to come up and sing Danny Boy because the singer is passed out at the bar. And so, you know, they need someone to come up and sing Danny Boy. It's tradition. So I'm pushing my wife up and everything, and I didn't make any arrangements or whatever with the audio, with the production. So finally get her up there because she hates performing. And she gets up, and not only does she know the words by heart, she's very Irish, but as she starts to sing, everyone on stage, they're expecting horrible singing.
Yeah.
Everyone on stage almost stopped singing. They all did double takes looking at her. And they kind of stepped back and just let her carry the whole thing. and she just blew them away. Her sister teaches music. Both of them have beautiful singing voices. And so that's the one who should be up doing karaoke singing,
yes,
is my wife.
You know, I always hear stories about how people, you know, get this one shot to show their gusto and their vocals, and then they blow everyone away. And this actually happened to you.
What? Yeah, it did. It
it's like
did.
A movie.
Of course, I've been in the doghouse ever since. But she blew them all away. It was just great. And she loved singing. She was singing up in the hospital room the other day. I think that's kind of where it got me. Oh, I know what it was. She started singing Light a Rose from The Music Man. I don't know how she started on that. And then I pulled up the actual Light a Rose from the movie Music Man, playing it in the room, and then some other barbershop quartet songs on YouTube, and she was just loving it. So that's how I kept her entertained while she was stuck in the hospital bed.
That's really nice.
Yeah, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. Well, that was our Now Spinning segment. We made sure to thank you very much to Roger. Thank you much to Kevin and
Shantae.
And Shantae.
For the production.
Man, right on the nose with that, Shantae. Great job. We're going to be doing that every time we're going to be on air. You know, it's a great segment. Be sure to write us at soundsessionspod@gmail.com if you want to get your song on there as well.